Here's what's real important, especially to your in-house people, your team leaders, your office staff. If you're giving them cash bonus, now they get to go shopping. And I know that my staff who've been with me for a while, that's a big part of what they spend for their kids on Christmas.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's episode is part three of a five-part series with the topic of simple, cheap holiday gifts to make you a hero. So the first episode in this series was scheduling and setting up the do's and don'ts with your company holiday party. And just to review my notes real quick, this year, Christmas happens on Sunday. So the rule of thumb to have your holiday party is the Saturday before Christmas. Well, we can't do that on the 24th because it's Christmas Eve and my family celebrates Christmas then. But so then we'll go to the Saturday before, and that is December 17th. And so you can adjust accordingly, but make sure it's a Saturday before Christmas. Okay. And because there's so many things that have fallen into place that make it worthwhile for you, your business, your staff, everything across the board. All right. So we talked about in the part one, the company holiday party, its purpose, where, venues, who to invite, who not to invite, no kids. And then in the next episode, part two of this five-part series, how to set the room up like a board meeting and then be a good storyteller and to encourage your team leaders. Well, you're not going to encourage, you're going to make them stand up and say something too. So go back and listen to part two of that to see how you actually make your annual holiday bash awesome for a lot more than just having a company party. Okay, I like to look at it this way. Failing to plan is planning to fail, right? So let's plan this thing and you can kill six birds with one rock. That's what I like to do. And that's what we're going to get into in part three of this five-part series in this episode. So number three is gifts. Wow, this can put a hurt on your bank account real quick if you're not careful. And I've studied long and hard. Have I made mistakes? Absolutely, I've made mistakes. And this has really bothered me over the years. So gifts for your staff and the vendors, and how can you take gifts that you're going to give them and make it an expense for your business? Well, one, to make it an advertising expense. So here's what I did years ago. And this takes some planning because it takes a while for this to make up. So my guys, yeah, we got Four Seasons here in my town. So I was searching for some kind of nice work jacket that we would embroider or put company name on it or company slogan in our website. Okay. We buy houses, we rent homes. It's tky.com. And then have it embroidered with their name on it. So I bought all the guys jackets like that. And you know what? I got them for the girls too. So maybe you can get a different color for the girls or the guys, but I think I did Carhartt maybe or something similar to Carhartt, which I never heard of that growing up. We had Wrangler and Levi's and what have you. And so the Carhartt jackets, they were pretty good. And especially if you got it embroidered with your company name, that's an advertising expense. And if you're going to get several of those made, yeah, you got to have sizes and things like that. So it's going to take a little bit of planning. And then it's always cheaper to buy in bulk. So get a few extra ones, okay? Maybe your kids can wear them. You can wear them. Get one for yourself and to have a few extra floating around so you get a discount there. But all in all, it's still an advertising expense for your business. Now, those make a nice gift. What are some other things that I've done? I went hog wild one time and bought a bunch of ball caps and had our company name engraved on it and this and that. But here's the thing about ball caps. Who do you give those out to? Everybody? No. You only give them out to people who wear ball caps, and there's not that many of them. Yeah, I've bought a couple houses off of them, but ball caps is not a good use of your money and time. The results I didn't like. So what's some other things that you could come up with gift for staff? Well, my team leaders, my office help and my in-house help as far as the maintenance team, turnover teams, those guys that really the core and are with us year in and year out, I give them a holiday bonus check and it's made out in advance. Each one has their own little envelope and I handwrite their name on it. And I've got those in my pocket. I wear like a Santa Claus sport jacket, or a holiday thing. It's got red and green stuff all over it. Beth did that. Sometimes I wear a Santa Claus hat. But, you know, this is one to be fun. It's networking and it's going to lay some good relationship building for your business. So what are some gifts? Well, like I'm going to say before COVID, I had our holiday party in the private room of a pizza joint. And in addition to them getting their little cash bonuses that were a check, okay, nobody sees me hand those out. You do it stealthy like, okay. And I'll tell you here in a minute how to do it. But anyway, so I saw online somewhere, I don't know if it was Home Depot or if it was Amazon or something, but imagine this, a 30-foot telescopic pruning tool to cut trees. Okay, so it had the rope, it had the thing, you could hook it over a small branch or something and pull that down and it would snip it off. And then it had a saw up there too. And so one of my rent-ready checklist items is that all green stuff, trees, branches, all this and that, have to be a minimum of 10 feet off the ground. And then no tree, limb, branch, leaves, anything can be within 8 feet of any roof. And so they were slacking on that a little bit. So I got that and I gave it to the whole team so they could share that and use it. And what I was looking for, and I couldn't find it here just right now, in all the hundreds, if not thousands of photos I have, is I got the entire team to stand up in the room where we had our holiday party at a pizza joint that year. And they're all there holding this tree trimmer with a big bow on it. And I took a picture of them. They're just grinning from ear to ear, just having a ball. And so that was something I could do for the guys. Now, and yeah, that was a tool. Okay. And it was for our real estate business. So that would go under supplies maybe or equipment. You see where I'm going with that? Now, what are some other things? And I'm going to say, let's separate this to office help to out in the field help. And yeah, you've got, it doesn't matter. You know, typically we assume girls are in the office and guys are in the field, but it can be vice versa. So what would you get for the folks who work out in the field? Well, that tree trimming thing was a pretty big, laughable gift, okay, that they use still to this day. And ask them where it's at, who's got it. And it'll still bring back smiles because they've remembered that from that party. So what else could you get, guys? Well, how about a gift certificate of some sort to Home Depot or to Lowe's or to Amazon or someplace where they have to furnish their own tools. So don't go and buy them a cordless circle saw or a cordless drill or something like that. I mean, we already got one of those. Well, blah, 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 blah. But if you give them an Amazon gift card or a Home Depot gift card or Lowe's or something like that, or Ace Hardware, what have you, they can go in there and get whatever tool they want. And guess what? That's an advertising expense for your business. See where I'm going with that? Yeah, it costs you money. Put it on your Home Depot account. Then you get your perks and your rewards and all that and your discounts. So your gifts for your staff and your vendors, let's figure out a way to make it an advertising expense for your business. So there's a couple of ideas there. Now, what about the folks? Let's say you're a furnace guy. We're not going to buy them tools. Are we going to give them a gift? Nah, I don't think so. Not at all. You know, just inviting them to come to our company holiday party, that's the reward that we're giving them. So my people who are independent contractors have their own business. We really don't give them gifts like my garage killers. No, he's just tickled to death to come to the annual holiday party. Okay. And he's the talk of the town. Everybody loves to hear his stories. They're crazy. They're insane. And so the ones that you're going to actually get gifts for would be your in-house staff, whether they work in the field or in the office. And then the other thing is that our regular staff and team leaders, they're going to get a bonus check. Now, and how do I do the bonus checks? Well, the bonus check, we put thought into it. And the easiest way to do it is go look in your QuickBooks, look in your investor books last year and see what you paid everybody. That's a good start, isn't it? So you got to figure it out once and then you move up from there. And you're going to base the dollar amount of their bonus check, one, on the success of your company, and then the time that they've been with you and the value that they are to your company. So, for example, probably have one person in my office who really makes things happen, probably gets a $1,000 check. If it's a part-time person in the office, maybe they get a $100 or $150 check. You know, if they work, I don't know, say my daughters, for example, went back when they were in high school. That's been a while. But they would take the bus. My wife wanted them to take the bus so they could socialize or learn society stuff. Then they'd ride the bus to our office, answer the phones till 6:30. And so they might get a, then other high school girls would replace them. So maybe they get a holiday check for $100. Okay, now let's go over to your supervisor, your maintenance supervisor that does the move-ins and move-outs and photos and oversees work orders and tenant turnovers and making sure everything's rent ready and blah, 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 blah. Well, if he's real critical cornerstone foundation of your what's happening out there in the field being your eyes and ears, you make that decision. Is it $1,000? $1,200? Is it $1,500? No, it's up to you. But remember this. Whatever you give them this year, if they're still with you, they're going to expect that and maybe more next year. So be careful. Be careful about that stuff because they can come back and bite you in the butt. All right. So what about the folks who work for, you might have in-house people that do work orders, this and that. They report to your maintenance supervisor. Well, if they've been with you for a while, you know, give them a bonus and do it accordingly. So I'm not going to use any names here just in case they find it. But if my supervisor, for example, gets a check for $1,200, well, then the folks that work for him, depending on their wage, how long they've been with you, this and that, but their ranges could be probably no more than $500 and maybe no less than $100. And that's up to you. And once again, because this is gift and bonus, when you get into the tax part of it, is that going to be counted as salary? Is that going to be counted as advertising? I don't know, but if you wanted to, anytime that you're going to give them a bonus check, and I like the bonus check, and I'll tell you why. Here's what's real important, especially to your in-house people, your team leaders, the people, your office staff, the ones that are out there doing work orders, tenant turnover, stuff like that. If you have your holiday party on the Saturday before Christmas, so this year, Christmas happens on Sunday, the 25th, 24th, Christmas Eve. We're not having a Christmas party then. We're having it the week before. That's the 17th. Well, now on Saturday evening, you don't have to worry about somebody not showing up for work and them going out and partying even more or something after your own Christmas party. So that's why we do Saturday night. So everybody shows up for work on Monday, if that's what you're concerned about. But think about this. If you're giving them the equivalent of cash bonus or something like that. Now they get to go shopping. And I know that my staff who've been with me for a while, that's a big part of what they spend for their kids on Christmas. And so that's why we don't give it to them first of the month or after Thanksgiving or anything like that. I do it the Saturday before Christmas. And yeah, they can go cash it then. And that's the longest. That's the most farthest away from Christmas we'll ever have holiday party, because if it's on any other day, it's going to be the Saturday before Christmas. So, but anyway, so the gifts, how are you going to hand these out? So here's what I want you to do during your meeting. So part two, we went over room setup, storytelling, identify and make everybody feel good so their spouse and their significant other loves them that much more and so proud of them. And then you get your team leaders to kind of stand up and say their say-so too. Now, when it comes out to handing out these bonus checks, you're going to have those. I wear my little Santa Claus pork jacket thing that Beth gets me, and I have all those envelopes tucked in there. And what I'll do is, let's call it work the room like a politician. And so I will go around, and you need to make sure that you go around and you talk to every person in the room one-on-one. That's over and above you standing at the head of the table and talking about everybody. Okay, it's just going to make them feel important because they identify you as being the leader, the boss, the president of this real estate company that you own and operate. And so when I go out there and work the room while music's playing or this and that, I'll take their envelope and I'll kind of, I'm not going to say under the table, But I don't go, hey, everybody, look here. I'm going to give Bill his envelope. No, you just, you know, just hand it to him kind of quietly in a silent fashion, you know, like you're doing a dope deal, let's say. Okay. And then they'll tuck it or put it in their pocket. Maybe you put it in the pocket for them. Okay. And so you do that. You go around, you work the room there. One other thing I forgot to put on part two and part one of this five-part series, when it talks about the room setup, think about entertainment. And here's some of the cheap entertainment you can have at your holiday party. I should have put that up there in part one. One time I had a guy that does balloons came in and did it. Another time I had Houdini was his, this guy changed his name to Houdini, and he admired Houdini, the escape artist. And so he came in and did escape artist trick, and he was combination magician, and it was hilarious. And he got people in our, who were invited, our guests, he got them involved. And Carla, bless her heart, she's since passed away. He did something, and it looked like that he removed her bra while she was sitting there in front of everybody, and the crowd went wild. And what did he charge for that? I don't know, $100 for a half-hour show or something. So there's all kinds of things you can have that had entertainment. And maybe somebody wants to practice on your group. I don't know. But think about that, too. I forgot to mention that. So back to the gifts. So try to hand those out discreetly as possible after you have your vittles. For some folks, they don't know what that is. If you watch Beverly Hillbillies, that's food. Okay, so vittles are food, and it's a Kentucky term, still used down here every once in a while. And so discreetly hand out those envelopes with the checks in them and thank them for coming and tell them how great and wonderful they are. Let them throw up. You don't have to be the mouthpiece the whole time. Call them by their first name. That means a lot. And listen and acknowledge them, and it works. Now, the other thing, remember I said about the tree pruner, the 30-foot thing? And so we got them up there and we took pictures of them, and I kind of teased them about it. I said, now you have no excuse to not have those trees 10 foot, any tree limb 10 foot off the ground and no tree limbs within 8 feet of any roof. And so you can have fun with that. So take photos, have your spouse or somebody there to help take photos, and man, they love that. And then you can do follow-up with that. Maybe you got a booby prize. Maybe you got a door prize of some sort. There's all kinds of things you can do to polish this, tweak it, make your own without adding a bunch of a cost to it. Now, I can tell you the cheapest holiday party I had was doing it at the pizza joint in the back room. And I want to say even with booze and stuff, it came up to like $600. One of the most expensive was the first one I did in the Mexican restaurant in their private banquet room with an open bar. Right? That one I got spanked pretty bad. So there are some ideas there. Now's the time to plan this thing. And once again, I encourage you to make yourself ready, not only for the end of the year, for your books, for your business, for your market, and your vendors and staff and this and that, like we're going through right now. But there's going to be a boatload of opportunity, guys, to take over payments on super low fixed rate loans. I want you to get the best system in the nation. And I call it Jumping Loans. .com. Go there and use coupon code JUMP22. That's all small case. And you can get 50% off right now. You order it now, we'll ship it out to you the next business day. And those things are, Maria, let me know. We're just down to a few more. We're going to have to put in another order to get those. So if you want to get those before the holidays, so you can go over them then, that's, I do a lot of catch up on education then too. So do that. I'll see you on the next episode. And coming up, we've got our last two parts of this five-part series on simple, cheap holiday gifts to make you a hero. Adios. See you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.